The growth of China's middle class means growth for China's demand for food, which of course means a rise in global food prices. But can poor workers in the Middle East afford higher food prices? If not, that could lead to unrest. And instability in the Middle East means a rise in oil prices, which means higher fuel prices in America. And that would leave Americans with less disposable income. So they buy fewer goods from China. And with less demand for their exports, well, that could mean a contraction for China's middle class.